there's a lot of sources, and one of the reasons why it's interesting to study the Akkadian Empire and this period of history, why it gets a lot of attention, is because we've got a lot of written sources. And so we're talking about cuneiform documents that are written with this wedge-shaped writing that's brought about by impressing a stylus onto clay and creating signs out of wedges, basically, which can be used to write words, write whole words derived from pictures originally, or can be used to write sounds. And the languages that cuneiform was used for writing, particularly in this period in the 3rd millennium BC, are Sumerian, which is southern Iraq, basically, and Akkadian, which is a little bit further north, more northern Iraq. So we've got these cuneiform documents, thousands of them, and we've also got art, so iconography, cylinder seals, which are these little seals, basically, that you roll onto clay again in order to put your picture on something. Sometimes they've got little inscriptions on them as well. There's little bits of, there's quite a bit of reliefs and artistic representation. We've got archaeology, an awful lot of archaeological exploration has been done. So all of these sources coming together give us a picture of the history of the period. As far as the written sources are concerned, we've got royal inscriptions, which is like the kings bragging on about all the wonderful things they've done. We've got about 150 of those for this period. And then we've got thousands upon thousands of economic documents. So I think for this period, we've got something like 8,000 economic and administrative documents that basically tell us how the economy was working and how they were governing the empire.